the digital experience. Gonna play a little video. Hope it doesn't stop. This will give you a brief idea of what I'm gonna talk to you about. And I'm afraid if there are technical guys here, I'm gonna keep it very high level. Because I just want you to get a feel for what it is that we want to talk to you about. And then I'm more than happy to come and talk to all of you individually. Some of you I've worked with before, the rest of you, watch out. Right, let's have a little play of this.
Digital business is at the top of nearly every CEO's to-do list. When you think about it, your user's primary experience is a digital experience, and that means you need to quickly roll out compelling new services and then manage them. But how? There are so many things that can affect digital experience. There are lots of tools you can use, but it's hard to get a complete picture from a bunch of disjointed point solutions. What you need is a single integrated solution to manage your users' digital experience and deliver new services faster and more efficiently than ever. Riverbed Steel Central can help. With Steel Central, you get a clear view of end-user experience, as well as the performance of your applications, networks, and infrastructure. Steel Central provides business-relevant insight. We show the business impact of poor digital experience and enable you to roll out new services quickly to meet demand. Comprehensive and granular data. We capture data and transactions from all end-user devices, applications, networks, and infrastructure all the time at the most granular level to speed up root cause analysis and remediation. And integrated insight. We blend and correlate analysis from all domains to provide role-specific insights, providing a one-stop solution for managing performance. With Steel Central, you can see how your digital services are used and how they impact the business. Understand the effect of device, app, network, and infrastructure performance on the overall digital experience. Identify areas for digital service improvement and deliver those improvements quickly. Troubleshoot rapidly when problems occur, and proactively identify and resolve end-user issues before customers call to complain. Riverbed Steel Central Digital Experience Management, the only end-to-end solution that combines device-based end-user experience, infrastructure, application, and network monitoring to give you a holistic view of performance and deliver the metrics and analytics that you need, no matter where you are in the organization.
Coming. Hey, go away. Right, why is digital experience important? So, I'm not one that reads through slides. I like to just talk, so I'll just fill it out. We all know the digital experience is happening. Most of our companies are going there, right? What we want to try and do is make that a really good experience for everybody. How do we adjust ourselves? Why is it important to enterprises? Because managing it is becoming a major issue. How do I make, how does my digital enterprise and how I'm changing my networks and my applications and how they're performing, how does that impact my business? It's about the business outcome. I don't want to have IT discussions anymore. And I can't because I'm a sales guy, I'm not technical, right? But I don't like having IT conversations. I want to be able to give you guys the tools to be able to go to business and say, guys, these are the outcomes. This is what we need to do to become more efficient, to have, you know, better production, to make more revenue, make sure our end users are being productive and more productive. And that's really what we're trying to get to. That's the message that if you take nothing away from this, I want you to be able to go away and say, guys, let's chat to Riverbed because I want to be able to go to business and say, if we do this, it'll give us a view on what we do over the next 3 or 5 years because it'll give us the outcomes that we need. What is the application doing and how does that impact our business? Not just how's it impacting IT. It really is going to be the driver of our strategies going forward. And we want to be part of that because we think we give you, and I'm going to use this term a lot, the metrics that matter. It's fine having a tool that gives you visibility in your network or in your applications or in the cloud. But what do you do with it? You've got to get metrics that you can use. What are you going to do now that you've got the metrics? What is your resolution if there's an issue? And now that we've given you that information, how's it going to impact your business? And that's what we want to do. We want to be able to give you that kind of information that you can use both from an IT perspective, but more importantly, from a business outcomes perspective. So, there are a whole lot of potential causes for a poor digital experience. Now, today is about how do we monitor that, right? So, this is a very generic idea, but as you can see, we've got app servers, connecting through the LAN to web servers, connecting through the LAN, WAN to your end users. You'll see in that video we spoke about end-to-end visibility. When we say end-to-end visibility, we don't say it lightly, we mean it. And I'm sorry for some of you that have had this pitch already at our stand, because I kind of do wax lyrical on this, but we are true end-to-end providers and monitors. There are tools out there, and I'll talk to it. In fact, I'll just go through these, right? There are a whole lot of tools. A lot of you in your companies probably have between 5 and 20 different monitoring tools. You may not realize it, but you do. Because what's happened over the years? You buy a new technology. How do we monitor this? How do we know it's performing well, right? Can you guys hear me at the back? Okay, just tell me if I need to talk louder. How do we know what it's doing? We need to buy a tool to monitor that. Cool, great, it's going well. 3 months later, we buy another technology. We need another tool to monitor that because that one doesn't integrate with that one. A year later, we buy another one. So over the years, you end up having a whole lot of different screens and screen gazers monitoring your infrastructure. Guess what we do? We bring them all together, put them into one window, customize that window how you want to, and not have guys running around putting out fires all over the place. The guys that you hired to run your networks are not now running around trying to find problems anymore. So we become way more productive, way more efficient, and we start using the resources why we brought them on board in the first place, other than just being screen gazers. Right, so as you can see, you can all read, there are multiple of reasons why things go bad. And I've just spoken to this. This is just the proof in the pudding, so you have multiple devices on why it doesn't work. But using that is ineffective. Why? Your end user has a problem. It dies, there's something wrong with the network. My application's not working. Network guy goes, hey, my lights are green. Applications guy goes, my lights are green. How many of you have heard this, right? How many have done this? My lights are green. DevOps guys go, my lights are green. That's all well and good, but the end user's going, it's still not working though. Why is that? Because they don't talk to each other. They silo. All those different disparate tools are still siloed. They don't talk to each other. So yes, your lights might be green, but there might be something that the network link might be, your link might be there between WAN, LAN, and, I don't know, web server or app server, etc. But something might be broken before that. But where you're monitoring, it's absolutely green. So we stitch it together, we talk to each other, we integrate the whole thing. So you get a holistic view, and it means we reduce that mean time to innocence. So firstly, it is about proving your innocence, right? Wherever the network guys are out here, right? It's proving your innocence. My lights are green and I'm not the reason. When you do this, you get to that point very, very quickly. And we can become proactive. So I'm jumping a little bit. The end user piece, I just want to talk about this end-to-end stuff when I mean end-to-end. So we obviously link, we go data center, we go network, we go application, we go end user. And we integrate all of that together. And by end user, I mean to this thing. So laptop, so those of you that have a web-facing environment out there with customers out there that use these, or you have internal users that are out there feeding back into your systems, we can monitor to this device. What I mean by that? I mean, I can tell you that the hardware on your guy's device at the edge is not sufficient enough to run the application properly. I can tell you that that user is getting 100% of the application 24/7, 365. I can tell you what keystrokes the user makes on this or on his keyboard at the edge, what impact that has on your application, what impact that application then has on your network, right? That's where we go to, and we go granular, right? There's a problem. My lights are green. Yeah, fair enough. But there's an issue here. What is that? Let's right-click on that. We right-click on that. Oh, it's port 8080, IP address, user. Oh, he's downloading something that he shouldn't be on the thing, and it's slowing the network down. That's our granularity, right? We identify the issue quickly, and guess what? We give you resolution. What do I do to fix it? I don't just tell you, oh, geez, it's down over there. That's where the bottleneck is, but I don't know what to do with it. So this is where we want to add our value, guys. This is where we really think we're a game changer in this. And we integrate across the stack. Yes, there are competitors out there that say they are better, say they are cheaper. Fantastic. If that's all you need, and that's what you want, go for it. I'm never going to try to sell you something that is not fit for purpose. But if it grows from that, then what do you do? If you want to see what's happening in your network, but you also want to see what's happening in your application environment, then what do? Pull that out and get something else? No. That's a standalone siloed product. That's a standalone siloed product for your application environment. We are end-to-end and we mean we're end-to-end. So in the network, the flow capture side, we have multiple modules depending on what it is that you want. In the application side, we have multiple modules depending what it is you want. So you can build it from small to big. What's critical? Let's start with that. And then we grow out from there. And for us, the end user piece, we acquired a company called Eternity not too long ago. That's what gives us that, that closes that end-to-end loop. So again, data center, network, application, end user, into the cloud and back. Why is that important? We're all talking about hybrid environments, cloud environments. We offer most things as SaaS right now. What does that mean to us? It means we're all relying, if we're all going to the cloud, on that service provider to make sure they give us the service levels that we need to be able to stand up to the service levels we agreed with our customers. How do you know? How do you know? How do you manage that big service provider that's got 50,000 super paid lawyers that you're scared to talk to? We give you those tools to be able to go, guys, you promised me this and I'm getting this. It's those kind of things that we should be thinking about from a business perspective. If you are potentially going to impact the SLA agreements I have with my customers, I need to know that I'm getting from you what I need to get from you. So we're giving you that control back, right? So again, this is just talking to, everything's okay, but the web, the guys is still battling. And that's just because we don't talk to each other. Our integration brings that all together. I'll just build this out. So again, this just talks about the different questions that are asked and that we address. How is the app performance impacting the user group? Database failures are causing issues. Why is the homepage slow? What's the impact of WAN optimization on our experience? Why is that important? For, geez, 5 minutes already. For us, that's important because obviously optimization is still a big part of our game, right? So we get a lot these days of customers who we sold to 7 years ago, 5 years ago, 4 years ago, going, we don't really see the value anymore. Why? Because it does what it says on the box, right? Riverbed is one of those devices. You stick in there, you optimize, and it does what it's supposed to do. And then guys, lose the appreciation for the benefit. I know this sounds arrogant, but the answer I generally give is switch it off. Just switch it off and see what happens. All that optimization, all that decompression, all that packet capture technology, that magic that we use in there, all of a sudden stops. And then all hell breaks loose, right? But it's like anything, optimization is one of those things that needs tweaking. And this is where it ties in nicely to our visibility solution. We need to understand if that optimization device is still optimizing 100%. Optimization is one of those things where if you add new applications and new users, those devices need to be tweaked a little bit. So you get that 100% optimization. This gives us the ability to do that without going and looking at every single embedded device that you've got out there. All right. Our solutions, and I'll go through this very quickly. You saw this in the video, but this is really just telling you where we sit. So we have end user and applications on the application side. This is our application performance monitoring side. So we have APM and NPM network performance monitoring side. These are the agent side. That's the NetFlow side. As you can see, infrastructure, networks, applications, and end user devices, end to end, all part of our integrated digital experience management suite. And it addresses everyone in the business. It's not siloed in that way either. It addresses everyone from, as you can see, the architects, NetOps, app devs, end user services, business and IT execs. I'm running out of time, so I'm gonna push a little bit just to give you an idea of where the benefit comes. This again just talks about where it fits. So as you can see, NPM, APM, networking monitoring, network forensics, infrastructure monitoring, again, network-based monitoring, and app-based monitoring. So we have a little bit of overlap from network into application, depending on how deep you want to drill into your applications. Device-based monitoring, which I've spoken about, which is end-user application. However, this is the most important part, and I'll talk mostly on this one here, business-relevant insight. Again, it is about being able to justify, number one, your existence. Number two, to be able to give true value back to the business. So it does. It gives you business insights and not just data. The metrics that matter is so important because with our reports that come out of this, and I'll get a little onto that side. So this generates reports as you want them. You can generate reports for the CTO, for the CIO, or you can generate reports for the CEO and the CFO. In other words, you can say, listen, I want to monitor these users, these apps, 24/7 in Potchefstroom, and I want to run a report that I can give to the CEO that gives him business outcomes. Our productivity was this and this and this. We're making 5% on this. We're making our revenue as at 20% of what it should be because of this. And then the outcomes of that, like, what do we have to do to make that better? From a technical perspective, we can run it and say, okay, this is how the network's performing, this is our packet loss, this is what the latency is, and get down into the deep technical stuff for the CTO so he knows, okay, I get it from a technical perspective. So you can generate those kind of reports to suit whoever it is that you're selling to within your own companies. If you're reporting to the CEO and he wants business objectives, we can do that for you. And you can customize it how you want, by however many users, however many applications, however long you want, however many branches. You can customize it how you want, which is, I think, really cool, because then you're not having to take data out of a big, massive report that runs like this. You get a dashboard in your single pane of glass, and you take all of those 15 gazers, screen gazers, and those 15 screens, one single pane of glass, customize it on each view that you want. If you want a separate view for every branch in the country, you can just bring them up as they are with your customized, what are you actually monitoring? I think, push the right button. So in summary, this is the marketing buff. We're leading the evolution of visibility. So all we're doing is we're taking it from a fragmented IT component level monitoring perspective. Time is up. Okay. Is the music going to start playing? 2 seconds. To a consolidated view of visibility, right? And what does it do? It gives you that business insight, a completely unified view across everything, your business perspective and your technical perspective. All right. In very short, it's about mean time to innocence. How quickly can we identify what it is that you do? Right? How quickly can we identify without spending weeks going and chasing the issue and to become proactive? How do we make sure that we can understand the issue before it becomes an issue? And I'm going to finish now, I promise. Just a quick scenario for you. Imagine taking this. The CEO comes into the office. He's got an exco meeting. He's got an exco meeting at 9 o'clock. At 8:30, he's trying to download his presentation. Phones the IT guy. What the? I can't download my presentation. Network slow. IT guy craps himself, running around trying to find the issue. Turn it around. IT guy phones the CEO. He says, listen, I know you've got an exco meeting at 9:30 or at 9 o'clock. I know you're going to download a presentation. We saw something happening. We drilled down. Pete Pompey's in Potchefstroom was downloading porn. We fired him. And guess what? We've opened up the bandwidth and you can download your presentation. It's a very different story. It's an inane one, but it's a really different story. The way we do that is we benchmark what happened today at 10 o'clock, what happened yesterday at 10 o'clock, what happened the day before for 2, 5, 10 weeks, 20 weeks. And we don't say when a peak gets to, if it's an 80% peak, send us an alert. Because some companies work at 80%, right? We take it, if there's anything out of the norm, it sends us an alert, we drill down, again, address, user, what's he doing, and we fix it before it becomes an issue. Meantime to innocence, fix it before it becomes an issue. Thank you very much for your time, guys.
The way we develop apps, we have very
per device, sitting with the
I'm quite interested in this actually.
Fantastic. So, Francois and I are actually planning to be in Cape Town
Okay.
Next week.
And
we go down. We go down into Queenstown. Queenstown.
Okay, I'll be there
because
I've got my
signature.
Thanks, Gordon.
Yeah.
Just pulls it out. So drop me an email.
Okay, perfect. Yeah.
Drop an email, but we'll see you guys at the stand.
Yeah. So, just so you know, we come down to Cape Town, one of us, every 2 weeks sometimes.
Yeah.
You know,
because what I would like is the slide that you had on the business insights, so the ones that can communicate to business.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously, from my point of view, but that guy would, the business relevant insight. So for me, we're trying to push that agenda in the organization.
And that's become so important because it is it's great to give the guys, here are the outcomes.
Yeah.
Like, what's it meaning to my business?
Exactly.
I get your technical outside,
exactly.
But what does it mean to my business?
I don't want to play in that space.
No, exactly.
You know,
100%.
The space that I'm engaged with CEO is that, So I'd be keen to see what, you know, the examples of what you're reporting on in that space.
Perfect. How long have you been upon it?
I took over the role about a year ago.
Oh,
okay. Yeah. So I was previously SAB, running CIO for Appetizer.
Oh, okay. Cool.
Yeah.
All right. Polaroid is my favorite customer. I sold, I'm gonna brag.
Yeah.
I sold them the biggest AS400 in the Southern Hemisphere.
Oh,
back,
is it?
Back in 98.
Was Aiden? First was it Aiden? You know what?
I can't remember. I was working for IBM at the time.
Oh.
The biggest IBM device in the Southern Hemisphere.
Well, they're still running
that. Yeah, exactly. Well, because I oversold it like you got me.
Well, they got rid of you. You're a smarter machine now. So the next salesman was better than you. You sold him with a bigger one.
I don't want to hear that, Peter. Let me just get past Chad. No, that's awesome. So,
yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah, so
it's
you guys are down next week, right?
Yes, we'll be done. So
every 2 weeks.
We're planning to be there Monday, Tuesday, but every 2 weeks.
Okay.
Unfortunately, this month is hectic because the next week we're in London, so it might be the third week that we're next week. Well, I'll certainly.
Let's just engage. Because I think there's two discussions we need to have. So, probably at this level, I just want to see the business benefits and maybe a discussion just off in the technical manager to see how we can roll it out. So, the challenge that we have though is we've got an outsource partner, which is DD.
Yeah.
But I think this is probably a good stick for us as well to see that the guys are delivering.
Yeah. So we work at DDR, one of our. Along with data centers, they're one of our core partners, so we work very closely with them. They tend to provide a managed service to most of their customers.
Yes.
What we're getting them to do is to provide this level of visibility within that service,
using our tools.
Ideally, you shouldn't care
what's
in the background, so they can white box the hell out of it.
I don't care.
I don't care if they never say the word Riverbed to you.
Yes.
What I do care about is they use my devices in their managed
service. But
you see,
there's
got to
be a check and balance as well. So Didi could come and say they're doing this, but how do I know?
Exactly.
A lot of customers are always doing that.
But that's where the relationship with the vendors is.
Of course, yeah. So, I mean, there is an element of trust, but, you know, that element of trust exactly is engaged or created with a certain individual. Yeah, there's a guy, Pete Poppies, is running that thing.
Yeah.
He's seen things, it's going to look bad on him.
Exactly, he's not
going to
report
to him. And I'm never going to know about
correct,
it. So, you know,
yeah.
And I think it's also a good thing for us to have a bit of control in that.
Great stuff. Thanks, DJ.
Yeah, we'll pop around by the stand.
Great, cool. Thank you.
You got a demo there?
We're just running a video, to be honest.
A little... Do we have a dustbin?
No.
We don't have. So it's the next thing, because we need to be like this. It's not locked. Okay, some people left their stuff here.